It is a joy for me to come and to share with you in this service today. I think after Friday night and yesterday, I wasn't sure I could climb the steps again. For those of you who were at the wedding at Celebrations, and then Friday night on over at Sunday Park at the Boathouse, and to fight that crowd over there and to have to walk a country mile to get back to the parking place where you could park. And then after the wedding yesterday, going up and down those steps during the rehearsal and then for the wedding, and then eating too much food, and then having to walk back up a country mile to the parking lot and find your car and to get home. So, but it's good to be with you today. In the American Legion magazine that just recently came out, they usually have a page of jokes and cartoons and so forth. And one was of a young boy came home from Sunday from church, and his mother said, "Where'd you get that ice cream cone from?" He said, "With the money you gave me this morning." She said, "That $5 was for Sunday school." He said, "But the preacher met me at the door and let me in for free." So as we come to gather today to worship, and as I noticed that we have covered a number of dates and important things that are taking place, we celebrated Mother's Day, and that's a great day to celebrate, isn't it? For none of us would be here without this day. And then along about the middle of May, we celebrated Armed Forces Day. And then on the 26th, we celebrated Memorial Day. And then, next Sunday? We're having Special Appreciation Day for Pei Ling, and also paying tributes to our graduates. Another important date is June 14, Flag Day is an important date. And also the following day is another important date, isn't it? June 15 is Father's Day, and also Parent-Child Dedication Day. And then pretty soon after that, there's another important date, July the 4th. We celebrate our nation's 232nd birthday. And along with that, July the 4th is important also for Mount Hermon. Well, July the 4th would be the 173rd birthday of Mount Hermon Baptist Church. That on July the 4th, 1935, the group that formed Mount Hermon Baptist Church decided to name the new church Mount Hermon Baptist Church. I have been a part of this church for 40 years. I accepted the call to the ministry in 1954. I was ordained, and I have the Bible that was presented to me May 18, 1958. Someone has said about, when do you retire and do those kind of things? Well, I told them, I said, "I'm too young to quit, but too old and too tired to go on sometime." And I'm sure many of us have crossed that path from time to time. And there's a word that appears in the bulletin from time to time, Pastor Emeritus. And it means serve to the end. And I think that's what God has called all of us to do, is to serve to the end. And we have someone in our congregation that has been a part of this church for 92 years. Brother Levis Crump. He has also served as a deacon of this church 62 years. He was ordained in 1946. And has served as a deacon in parts of leadership all during these many, many years. Now, as we think about the subject, the message today, come just as you are. That's all Christ asks any of us to do, is to come, accept Him, and follow Him, and to come just as we are. We know that we're living today in perilous times. Some of you remember the Great Depression and period of time. 1929 through basically the 30s and early 40s. I can't remember, as a young child, not being in the cotton field. As someone has said, sometimes living on the edge of poverty, the edge of the bed, frostbite, and what have you. But I also remember from those days a family of 12 sitting around the great big fireplace in the evening, especially during the winter months. What a circle of love and fellowship. And we call that, what, the good old days? But when we were going through them, they were not many times the good old days. There was a song that came out of that period of time. 10 cent cotton, 40 cent meat. How in the world can a poor family eat? And we think about coming to $4 gas, a gallon of milk, loaves, and all of those things, the cost of, you know, surviving and livelihood during these days. A song that we'll be singing a little later on, written by Charlotte Elliott. At the age of 32, a vivacious young lady became ill, and as a result, she became an invalid. She was so depressed that this had happened to her. When she saw other people going about doing things that she wanted to do, but there she was, an invalid, and could not do those things. And in reading the passage of Scripture that Ron read for us, John 6, verses 35 through 40, she realized that God knew about her need and that God cared about her need. And so in 1834, she wrote the song that we sing now, known as Just As I Am. That was about the time Mount Hermon was born. Mount Hermon. So that was 174 years ago that she wrote this song. And as I think about that, she got out of that, you know, bloom where you are. Whatever circumstances you're in, grow and bloom and do the best you can out of that very situation. Paul says three times in 1 Corinthians 7 to invest your life where God has placed you in verse 17, 20, and 24. God says, live for me in whatever situation you're in, where you find yourself at the present. I saw a little quote not too long ago that said, the mighty oak was once a nut, that stood its ground. The mighty oak was once the nut that stood its ground. It grew and became the mighty oak where it found itself. Also, I remember a cartoon some years ago that was of a cat hanging at the end of a rope. And the caption said, "If you can't go on, tie a knot and hang on." And I think that's a message for us so many times in life. Just tie that knot and hang on as best you can. And I think this is what Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 7, or certainly that is a part of the message. Invest your life where you find yourself at the present. By God's grace, he wants us to live and to continue to grow. Paul said in Philippians 4:11, "I've learned in whatsoever state or circumstance I find myself, therewith to be content." So Paul is saying, be Christ-like where you are, in what you say, in what you do, and the way you live. Paul says, it doesn't make any difference where you are or who you are, whether you are a Jew, a Greek, Roman, whether you're male, female, bloom, grow where you are. Invest your life where you are. Trust God and hang in. Do the best you can with what you have as long as you can. Is all that God asked any of us. Just to come to him as we are and do the best we can with what God has given and allowed us to have in this life. As I told some of you, and I think shared in service some time ago, was a poem I found in my dad's Bible. And that it was from the Methodist Press. And it was yellowed, and you know, you couldn't hardly read it. I know not how long my dad had that poem. Oh God, it is mine, this salvation, this glory that maketh me free. My Savior beheld my condition and extended his mercy to me. It could not be done without ransom. His debtor forever I'll be. He poured out his life for my pardon and extended his mercy to me. The nails in the hands of my Savior, the heartache and pain he might flee, but he counted the cost of redemption and extended his mercy to me. Oh friend, I'll adore him forever, and the theme of my rapture will be, Jesus found me, a poor broken sinner, and extended his mercy to me. Amen.